Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The trial of Brian Walsh has some unusual dynamics beyond just the evidence. You got potential witnesses tied to the Michael Proctor scandal from the Karen Reed case. You've got a defendant who was stabbed in jail 2 months ago and just came off a 40-day mental health evaluation. And you've got a jury that has to decide if a man who admits he cut up his wife's body is telling them the truth when he says he didn't kill her. And by the way, I have a lovely Warhol over here if you'd like to buy it. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, is with us talking about all of this as we're trying to break it down as this trial unfolds. A lot of quirks here. One of those, like I said, Michael Proctor, the scandal from the Karen Reed case. Obviously, there's all the issues there. We don't need to go into all of them. But Proctor himself worked the case before he was fired. How much do you expect the defense to lean into something like that? And could it actually move a needle with the jury? And I'd also be wondering, you know, it probably depends how much they know about the Karen Reed trial, too.
You know, I think the defense would be prudent in really exploring those issues because, you know, you have this purported doubt regarding the cause of death. And perhaps the jury's like, eh, I don't know about that. But then you got to add a layer. You add a layer of Michael, of Trooper Proctor. This guy is a shady dude, and he was working this case. Can you really believe everything that he did in the investigation? You add on top of that, you have this, jailhouse inmate who's going to testify, who was just on a mental health hold. You add all these layers of doubt. It does that cumulative effect of doubt. Appear sufficient for the jury to determine, you know, hey, I don't know about this unexplained death. I don't know that Trooper Proctor, you know, screwed everything up. But when we combine all these things, is that enough for reasonable doubt? That's an argument that'll be made.
And you're going for doubt. I mean, when you're going for doubt, having Michael Proctor anywhere in the repertoire is not a great thing. You don't want it. It's not a good look. But even though, I mean, do you feel that the evidence in this case is strong enough to really outshine anything in the Proctor world? I mean, you don't have Proctor in this case on, you know, on tape or on texts, you know, calling him a no ass bitch or something like that. You know, you just have him connected because he's part of a department that's part of a department. So there's not all that. And this doesn't mean everything he touched, you know, turned to absolute shit. But it's going to be a hurdle. They're going to have to take a look out. Walsh was stabbed in jail in September, underwent 40 days of medical competency evaluations, and was just cleared to stand trial literally 2 weeks ago. Does any of that factor into how a jury perceives him, or is that kept away from them entirely?
I think it's doubtful the jury would even find out about that. You know, goings on in jail, unfortunately, it is a gnarly place, and it can be dangerous, and people get hurt. And the, you know, his defense might try to offer it because they might want to garner some sympathy and saying, God, this guy was stabbed up and he's been through hell. But I'm not sure the judge is going to let that in. I don't see how it's really relevant to any of the charges. And so, you know, kind of too bad for Brian Walsh, but I don't think it's going to do him any favors at trial.
Yeah. The judge indicated that she's going to have to instruct the jury on consciousness of guilt evidence. Can you explain what that means and how it applies here?
Certainly. So, if you think about a DUI case, in Colorado where I practice, if you're pulled over for DUI, they go through tests and then they can ask you, hey, do you want to take a chemical test like a breathalyzer or a blood test? Because that will show the blood alcohol content in your body. And then if a person refuses that, the argument from the prosecution is like, hey, look, if this person had nothing to hide, if they were actually sober, of course they would just blow into this thing. Of course they would, you know, take a blood test or whatever. The fact that they didn't shows they're concealing something because they know what they've done is unlawful. And that same principle will apply to Brian Walsh's case in terms of the deceptive conduct with the police officers and also the cover-up. Why cover something up if you didn't do anything to cause it? That'll be how the prosecution styles.
No, makes some sense. Stacey, did you have something?
I know we have to do due process here. This guy's entitled to a trial, but I want to bang my head on the desk. Like, it just to me seems like such an open and shut case here. I feel like we're wasting everybody's time.
A lot of trials feel like that, though.
I know they do. So thank you for letting me vent that. But I just over and over, I keep saying, how is this guy not guilty?
Yeah, I keep looking at you and everything. You get kind of look in this face like, yeah, but come on. It's kind of like what I'm seeing. He's been in custody since January of 2023. He's also serving a federal sentence for art fraud. Let's just roll the dice here and say, you know, he gets a Yahtzee and he's acquitted of murder. What happens? I mean, obviously, he's admitted guilt to the other two charges. I'm assuming he doesn't just walk here. I'm assuming he's locked up for some amount of time. Would he not be?
Tony, I looked a few weeks back at the charges and including the obstruction charge to which he pled guilty, the disposing of a body charge, and those charges do carry potentially years in prison. And so, you know, especially if he's acquitted, sometimes judges, they have their own opinion about what happened. And if they think the jury might have got it wrong on that one charge, you know, they might add a little extra onto the sentence for the other convictions. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of thing happens here. He spends years in prison. He's got the fraud prison sentence as well. But it wouldn't be an eternity. It wouldn't be a lifetime thing, at least on the obstruction and disposing of a body charge. I think the maximum is 10 years on the most serious of those charges, and with good time and earned time, that's not a lifetime.
That's just, I mean, it is what it is, but that's always amazing to me, like the horrible things people can do, and like, well, that's kind of a slap on the wrist, like concealing a body chop, like you can literally 10 years or less for going to Lowe's, getting the hacksaw, cutting the body up, and like, that's all there is? That really, I mean, yeah.
There are people who are serving years, multiple years, for just using marijuana for themselves. They weren't even selling it. They're just in jail. And when you put it over this template of what this guy could be serving, it doesn't feel fair. Sometimes the justice system just doesn't feel fair, you know?
Yeah, certainly. And I think last time I checked, the obstruction charge actually carries more potential prison than disposing of a body. So that's sort of like a weird value judgment that the legislature made there, which is kind of a head scratch.
What about disposing of a body while on marijuana?
There you go.
I think you'd almost need it. I don't know how else you really handle that. I don't know. Maybe a lot of booze, but then you're going to crash your car. And yeah, the defense has not shown its full hand yet on what experts are going to be calling. If you're running the defense here, what kind of expert testimony would you be looking for to create reasonable doubt for Brian Walsh?
Gosh, if you've got a solid forensic pathologist on the defense, you know, the prosecution uses forensic pathologists that they opine on cause of death and manner of death. And it's going to depend in part on how that expert presents to the jury. Do they seem credible? Do they seem qualified? What's their experience? What's their experience with the specific alleged condition of sudden unexplained death? It appears extremely rare, according to defense's opening argument. So, you know, can the defense really get up there and say, hey, there's a track record of this. There's a medical science foundation for this. And will the jury believe that? You got to have a good expert. And so I think we'll kind of be sitting at the edge of our seats to see how that plays out.
Can we rewind for just a second and go back to his competency to stand trial and to his 40-day psych eval? What goes on in something like that? Is this something that they could go back to and say, see, he does have mental breaks every now and then. This was a panic moment. Would they play into that and lean into that? And can you tell us how they evaluate somebody like that?
Yeah, so typically what happens, at least in Colorado where I practice, is when a person's incarcerated, they have a mental health professional go there. They do a pretty involved assessment. They do an interview. They do they acquire information about the individual's background, their track history, criminal record, things like that. That they conduct a number of tests and psychological tests, things like that. And they opine on, hey, can this person be competent to stand trial or not? The risk with defense, if they were to bring that up, I think what that does is it might open the door to everything that came out during that assessment and during the rehabilitation period where they're trying to get the guy competent through therapy and pharmaceuticals and everything like that. And perhaps during that period, that there could be some gnarly information that is disclosed. And usually it is rife with potential pitfalls if you open the door to that, because then, you know, maybe you can act that you can argue that he's snapped, but also the jury gets to hear about some perhaps very unsavory and distasteful stuff that this guy has said and done, and that's a big risk,
even more so than what he's on trial for.
Perhaps.
How much do you think the defense is going to play into heartstrings on this? And this is a hard one to play heartstrings on when your instrument is literally just a piece of shit. You know, I mean, and you have this going, look at this guy. He chopped up his wife. He's been dealing in art fraud. But the heartstrings would be the three kids. Their mom is gone. And now you're going to take away their father. I don't know how you can land that one, though, with this guy. I mean, in some cases, sure. You're like, look, he's a really love this guy. It's like he's out, you know, chopping up his mom in the other room and getting the kids Happy Meals in the other. It's not exactly the shining portrait of father of the year.
Oh, certainly not. And in fact, you have to argue that rather artfully, because in most jurisdictions, you can't say if you convict this guy, he's going to prison forever. This is his consequence. That'll be his sentence. Don't do that to his family. You can't talk about the consequence. You can't talk about the sentence. But you can talk about, you know, you can style it as like, hey, if this person is branded with the scarlet letter of a murder conviction, we all know what that means. And what that means is it's going to have grave impacts for his life and for the people in his life. So you kind of have to dance around it as opposed to directly saying, hey, don't send this guy to prison forever because these kids won't have a dad. And then on top of that, the circumstances of this one are pretty grisly. Tough argument.
And that's got to be a hard one, too, because you don't know what every juror is going to run it through their own prism. And some jurors are going to be thinking like I do, where it's like, yeah, the best thing for these children is to never interact with their father again for the rest of their lives. That is the best possible outcome in this horrible situation. But you're going to have others that are going to have a different prism of, yeah, my parents are a piece of shit, but I've continued to have an interaction with them throughout my life because I feel guilty or whatever reason compels compels them to stay in an abusive relationship with a shitty parent. And they're going to think, oh, it's still good. You still need that biological parent right. there or whatever. They're going to make that argument because, you know, this is how our court system even still works in family law of, you know, let's reunify pieces of shit with innocent people, innocent children. So you still have that thinking. And it seems to be fairly divided out there, I would say. I mean, in my opinion, of people who are going to think one way versus another. So that's another prism that they got to consider if they're going to go down that road at all, is it not?
Exactly. And what you're touching on, Tony, I think is so important because nowhere in the statutes does it say the jury can consider whether these children are not going to have any parents after this. But what it illustrates is that we all come into this with our own life experience as jurors. And that life experience colors the way that we see circumstances, the way that we make determinations about what should happen. And so even though it's not contained in the jury instructions, you're not going to find it in some statute book, you better believe that background of that person substantially influences how they might act as a juror in a case like this.
Yeah. So many pieces at play and so many prisms to go through to figure out how to get from point A to point B if you're the defense or you're the prosecution, and obviously both landing in very different holes. Eric Faddis, defense attorney, thank you so much as always for coming on and giving us your insight into this case as always. And if you want to express your opinion on this, let us know in the comment section on YouTube. Go to the website, go to our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Brewski, and you will find us there, and you can weigh in on those comments and press subscribe while you are at it. Until next time, for Eric, Todd, and Stacy, I'm Tony Brewski. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.